Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got the Bilderberg Group meeting coming up here in the next month and a half, and Jim Tucker believes he's found the location of the 2009 World Summit Crime Syndicate Commission meeting right out of The Godfather. And, of course, it's on the Mediterranean in Greece, so we'll have Jim Tucker joining us coming up in an hour and a half, veteran newspaper reporter. Then we have another guest, a Argentine economist from Argentina, looking at what happened there in the last 8 years, the engineered collapse of their society, run by the very same crime syndicate known as the Bilderberg Group, publicly known as Globalism, the New World Order. So that is coming up. There's a video online, a documentary made in Argentina about the collapse. It's over 2 hours long. That has received millions of views, very, very informative, and he's one of the main people in that video, so I thought we would get him on the show. I'm going to have open phones here in the first hour and a half. I know a lot of you want to chime in on the Obama deception, now out for a month, number one viral video out there on the Internet. I know a lot of you want to chime in on the economy, Barack Obama giving a speech saying the economy is getting better, putting out a bunch of lies and propaganda. All these federal reports, the Virginia Terrorism Threat Assessment Report coming out for everybody. And in that report, they go over a host of issues, demonizing gun owners, people protesting the unfair income tax that keeps getting raised and raised. We've got the new federal report that the Washington Times and other mainstream publications reported on today, linked up at the top of the Drudge Report, where they say basically gun owners and people buying guns and ammo are terrorists and the number one threat to the government, the number one worry of law enforcement. There's also the video a lot of you had a chance to see up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com of Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson last Friday in Kansas City up there interviewing an economist and federal regulator, former federal regulator, Professor Black, for the new Obama film we're working on. And they are literally, I said 150 yards, they're more like a half mile away from the Federal Reserve at a city park. And these federal security guards come over and say, leave or we're arresting you, and start putting their hands on their tasers. And the guys just wanted to get back with the footage and the interviews they'd done. They pointed out, well, you're violating our First Amendment. This is made up. You don't have jurisdiction here. And they said, look, we're going to arrest you. Basically, you know, we're going to attack you. We can do an arrest. We have arrest powers. Well, so do citizens have arrest powers. So just unbelievable. I mean, pretty soon, I guess, the Federal Reserve will come to your backyard barbecue with people in black uniforms and say, you can't be here with a video camera. You can't be here talking about the Federal Reserve. I mean, that's what America has turned into. You can watch the YouTube video. I mean, literally, the big skyscraper Federal Reserve building in Kansas City is tiny in the distance. It's tiny in the distance. And people in black uniforms show up and say, give us your names, we'll arrest you. And Aaron's like, well, you can't really do that, but okay, I mean, here's my name. And they said, okay, now leave. And see, that's what tyranny is. It's just thugs in uniforms running around saying, look, I own you. You're my slave now. And the public cowers, and yes, sir, we're going to do what you say. And so we've got that coming up as well. A bunch of states are declaring sovereignty. People poo-pooed it, laughed at it, said, Alex, you and your people don't have a prayer with this. Oh, yeah? Get ready for the latest developments on that front when we get back. Resistance is futile, Jones. Stand down. There's nothing you can do. 1-800-259-9231.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
During the break, I was watching CNN with Obama giving a speech, and in 3 minutes, it was just all lies, all disinformation. When everything they're saying is deception and lies, how do you even debunk it when it's a tissue of lies? He was saying, we're fighting the bubble economy. We're not going to allow bubble economies, when they've just pumped $12.8 trillion into the private banks, who are using that to snatch up the roads, the ports, our companies, our infrastructure. He said, we're going to get credit flowing. The banks have been hoarding the money to further implode the economy so they can buy things up even cheaper. I mean, they have IMF and World Bank public handbooks on how they do this. And then he went on to, I guess, tell something that was halfway true, but it was a lie, you know, claiming that it's good for us, that we're going to have a sustainable economy now. That means a big socialist economy where the general public is totally and completely enslaved and basically work for corporations that have government contracts or work for the government, and where they just raise the taxes. In fact, Obama's in the news this morning going, oh, I know there's record amounts of people that can't pay their taxes. We're going to show compassion. And there's these disgusting articles everywhere with people calling up, groveling, worshiping the IRS. saying, oh, my gosh, here's Reuters. More Americans wary of tax man this year because they just don't have the money. They get their paychecks, so they have their small businesses or companies. There's no money left at the end after they, you know, pay for their house and their cars and their employees, or they're even if they're the sole proprietor and only have, you know, themselves as an employee. And the IRS is saying, don't worry, with interest, we have a payment plan for you. What did the stimulus package do? It gave hundreds of billions of dollars to credit card companies so they can loan the money out to you at 30% interest. Loan sharking. Oh, we're taking taxpayers' money and giving it to the loan sharks so they can give you credit cards at 25, 30% interest. I mean, this is how these people operate. It's just fraud within fraud within fraud. Let's see what he's saying right now. Go ahead and fade the liar in chief up for us.
Just as after the Great Depression, new rules were designed for banks to avoid the kind of reckless speculation that helped to create the Depression, so we've got to make adaptations to our current set of rules, create rules that punish shortcuts and abuse, rules that tie someone's pay to their actual job performance, a novel concept, rules that protect typical American families when they buy a home, get a credit card, or invest in a 401k. So we've already begun to work with Congress to shape this comprehensive new regulatory framework. And I expect a bill to arrive on my desk for my signature before the year is up. The second pillar of this new foundation is an education system that finally prepares our workers for a 21st century economy. You know, in the 20th century, the GI Bill helped send a generation to college. For decades, we led the world in educational attainment, and as a consequence, we led the world in economic growth. But in this new economy, we've come to trail the world's leaders in graduation rates, in
educational
production of scientists and engineers. That's why we have set a goal that will greatly enhance our ability to compete for the high-wage, high-tech jobs of the 21st century. By 2020, America will once again have the highest proportion of college graduates in the world. That is the goal that we have set, and we intend to meet.
Sit down. I can't listen anymore. The government is just going to do everything for you. But, of course, college degrees will come in Happy Meals. Yes, I'm sure that they will have the highest level of people degreed. And you'll pay, I guess, $500,000 for a degree that you get out of a Happy Meal that I guess teaches you how to spy on your neighbors and the Second Amendment is bad and that global government is good. I mean, that's about all you learn in college now these days anyways. But I'm sitting here watching the president. I mean, it's just all disinformation, all lies. They are busy looting this country. I mean, this is the president that says he's going to cut the deficit in half within 2 years when he just took Bush's tripling of the government over 8 years and is openly doubling that in 1 year. He's doubling the tripling. In fact, they even admit that in the mainstream news. They say, oh, yes, he's doubling the size of government in his first year. Yes, doubling a government that was tripled in size over eight. I mean, we thought Bush was bad. I thought Bush was bad. My goodness, but now you know why Wall Street gave four times more money to Obama than they did to McCain. Now you knows why the now you know why the media loves Barack Obama so much. Because this is the guy that's going to gut the fat hog that's America once and for good for the globalist. And when this guy's done, when this front man is complete, there won't be anything left in this country. I mean, we will be one giant third world armpit. We're basically almost there already. But the little pockets of free market and wealth and happiness are gone. Because these guys are going to steal it. The globalists don't want any independent wealthy nations. They don't want a middle class. They want you under their institutionalized control, and they've set it on record. More Americans wary of tax man this year as a deep recession strips Americans of their jobs, homeless, and investments. 2009 U.S. tax season promises to see a large uptick in first-time delinquent income taxpayers. Our calls are up 280%, said Richard Boggs, founder and chief executive of Los Angeles-based Nationwide Tax Relief, a firm that helps delinquent taxpayers resolve tax issues. We've seen a huge rise in what we call rookie delinquent taxpayer. He said, they are incredibly scared. We'll be like an illegal alien. You can rape, kill, steal, not have insurance, not pay taxes. You'll be paid welfare by the government. You know, just be like them. Oh, but I'm sorry, you're a fat hog American. You're known to be the coward to be squeezed and controlled. They are incredibly scared, and they have no idea what's going to happen to them because, God bless them, they've never owed before. As the weak economy puts job security and steady flow of income on a slippery slope, many are wary of the U.S. tax man, tax consultants say. With thousands of household balance sheets under pressure, more U.S. households are paying for having trouble keeping up with their day-to-day bills and struggling to pay their taxes, to the private Federal Reserve that was set up in 1913 that runs the banking system that is imploding our country, folding it in on itself so they can cram it down their big fat mouth. And they're using our money. They're running out the credit card. $12.8 trillion in 6 months. That'll be double the GDP in 1 year. It's already the GDP. And it's all going to offshore banks and corporations to fund their world government. And then they're going to squeeze you. Every state's passing new taxes. New York, 80-something new taxes. And they're going to take your property, take your home, squeeze you, SWAT team you. They're going to send the police. And anybody that fights back with the Second Amendment is going to be called a terrorist. And that's what America is. And you're going to have more headhunting, more federal bounties on kidnapping your kids. I saw a bunch of mainstream newscasts on YouTube last night even admitting that. They just go out and grab people, done nothing to their children because they got a bounty on them. The job is to break up the family. See, the globalists want to undermine society to consolidate it. It's like a mosquito, injects an enzyme into you that liquefies your cells into a thin gruel they can slurp up their proboscis or the proboscis. And that's what the globalists are. They're big, fat mosquitoes, big, fat ticks that inject anticoagulants into us. They wreck society. They gobble. So more Americans, wary of the tax man. You're not meant to be able to pay. You're meant to implode. You're meant to collapse so the big social welfare grid can come in and chew your family up. So that's the type of news that we have here today that we're going to be going over. We're going to go to your phone calls right now. Matt in Tennessee, you're on the air.
I'm on now?
Yes, you are.
First of all, I want to thank you for the free podcast and everything. And usually during the daytime, I can only listen to you. And I'm sorry, I'm kind of nervous.
That's all right. Go ahead, sir.
What it is I usually listen to a local radio as I'm coming back and forth to work. And I listened to Neil Bortz, and he was talking about Homeland Security and the document and stuff like that. And he was saying that, I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
All right, well, go ahead, sir.
Well, anyways, he turned everything into a liberal issue. Why is there no left wing on the document? Why is it just right wing and everything like that? Now, that, you know, and everything here locally in Nashville and everything, they're talking about all the big tea parties and stuff like that, and why doesn't the left have anything like that? Why aren't they coming up against this stuff about the IRS and stuff like that?
Well, because the so-called left are all big banker foundation owned and run. All these big websites literally attacking me are Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation funded. In fact, I'm going to cover that some later in the hour. And so they're there wanting more taxes. See, the average liberal on the street thinks that, oh, it's lovey-dovey and social welfare net and that it's helping the poor to have big government. They don't understand big government is for the big corporations through their tax-free foundations to steal the working people's money. And so the left loves the taxes. That's why they list the Tea Parties as basically terrorists in a lot of these documents, is because the hereditary enemy of the globalists is paleoconservatives / classical liberals in the Thomas Jefferson ilk. Thanks for the call.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
I mean, how can anybody believe anything Barack Obama says? Everything is a lie. He's 6.5% African, 6.5%, so it's a lie that he's black. He didn't get a rescue dog like he said he was, and that's now in the news. That's a lie. And not that that matters, it's just everything he says is a lie. He said he wasn't going to try to go after our guns, and that's all they've done is introduce bills to do that. That's another lie. He said he wouldn't hire any lobbyists. That's all he's hired. That's another lie. He said he was going to bring us out of Iraq immediately. That's another lie. He said that he was going to end the Patriot Act and end warrantless wiretapping and spying. He's done nothing but expand it even above and beyond what Bush did. More lies. Just a complete and absolute total liar. He said he was against the bonuses and was fighting against it. It turned out he signed the executive order and had Senator Dodd write the bill so they would get the bonuses from the bailout money. He outdoes Bill Clinton. But I'll tell you who also outdoes Bill Clinton, the media. They don't call him on his lies, except for Keith Olbermann is now calling him on his lies, but apologizes and says, well, I still like Obama, but he is worse than Bush on secret arrest and torture and no rights and spying on the American people, and I don't know what's happening. And what do you think, law professor Jonathan Turley? Well, yes, I have to say that just because he's a messianic savior, he has to know that just because he has all this support doesn't mean he can do this. And I look at him up there with his nose up in the air with that Mussolini look, and he just makes me sick. In fact, let's hear what the liar's saying right now. Let's go ahead and fade him back up.
That insists on instant gratification in the form of immediate results or higher poll numbers. When a crisis hits, there's all too often a lurch from shock to trance, with everyone responding to the tempest of the moment until the furor has died down, the media coverage has moved on to something else. Instead of confronting the major challenges that will shape our future in a sustained and focused way.
Hit pause. This is live. I can't hit pause. I'm about to throw up here. I mean, this is, by the way, for those that don't know, they teach news reporters and people NLP. The cadence, the chanting, the words. And he does it. Glenn Beck does it. I just started looking into this a few years ago. And it's real. And that's what he just did right there. He even uses the word trance. And he just does all this programming. And he keeps saying sustainable. This is going to hurt you. The economy's going to get worse. But it's going to be sustainable. Look, this is the way out of it. Here, turn up the liar again. Let's hear the new lie.
Whose lives will be affected for good or for ill because of what we do here. And there's no doubt that times are still tough. By no means are we out of the woods just yet. But from where we stand, for the very first time, we're beginning to see glimmers of hope. And beyond that, way off in the distance, we can see a vision of an America's future that is far different than our troubled economic past. It's an America teeming with new industry and commerce, humming with new energy and discoveries that light the world once more.
Oh, my gosh.
A place where anyone from anywhere with a good idea or the will to work can live the dream they've heard so much about.
All right, stop it. Shut him up for a minute. Look, the feds are taking over industries. The feds are basically federalizing everything, saying we have the trillions of dollars, we have the only credit. You've got to sign an agreement to do whatever we say or do what these bureaucrats say or do what this NGO, non-governmental organization says. And they are literally pumping, a couple $1 billion into Acorn, a couple $1 billion into other organizations through the faith-based initiatives and the rest of it. They have their rent-a-mob. And that's what they're doing. So let's hear the CNN reporter groveling to him. Let's fade this up.
To encouraging signs, the economy is improving, but he also sounded a note of caution. Boy, a lot of people to talk to on this. The president, again, trying to strike that balance between highlighting progress on the economy and pointing out the challenges ahead. For more on the president's speech, let's bring in our White House correspondent, Suzanne Malveaux. And Suzanne, maybe this is the line. We are not out of the woods just yet, but we are seeing glimmers of hope. That statement seemingly representing the balance the president was trying to strike with this speech.
Absolutely, Tony. And one of the things that he's trying to do as well is check in with the American people and tell them he's paying attention to this issue, to this problem, despite the fact that he saw him last week overseas.
Turn that operative off. I've had enough. We're going to come back, take your calls. He's checking in with you. He really cares what you think. See, he builds up the hope, then dashes it, then builds the hope up, then dashes it. Keeps suckering the little kid into the car with the candy. Come here, little kid. Come here, American people. I care about you. Look, I have a little bunny rabbit and some candy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Remember how they told you 3 years ago we weren't in a recession? Then they had to admit a year and a half later that we were. They keep promising you everything's going to get better. Oh, they built FEMA camps, militarized the police, and the elites move out of Israel, the United States, and England. They plan to do things so bad here, they are evacuating, and that is a fact. That's even been in scores of mainline publications. But that's the psychology. He promises hope, change, everything will be fixed with the economy the minute he's elected. Then he gets into office, and he says, this crisis will turn into a catastrophe if you don't pass the stimulus package. It was well over $1 trillion, a lot more than $787 billion. And they use that to buy off politicians, buy off the states, and fund all of their political cronies and the street thugs they're going to use to bring in their system. And of course, he supported the banker takeover bill of October 3rd last year. His main man, the head of the Treasury, Geithner, helped write the plan with Paulson. And he said, pass this or crisis will turn into catastrophe. Same thing. Now they're done with the gloom and doom. Now he's saying, go with my next plan to reorganize the economy and take over all these corporations. He calls that innovation, the government telling GM what type of cars to make. Have you seen these cars? I was watching crash tests with these this morning, and the rating services say these are the most dangerous cars ever, even when you crash them into other Tinker Toy cars. It just kills you dead in a hammer. You might as well ride a motorcycle. And they're going to basically make all the car manufacturers make little Tinker Toy cars that are basically motorcycles. And so I might as well go out and just buy a motorcycle, which will kill you deader than a hammer and is so dangerous because the new cars are basically motorcycles with a tin can around them. And so they are talking about now making us, hey, turn this up, Ron Paul.
Fair deal, but I think this is going to be a bad deal and not help at all. But I don't blame him for the problems. I blame him for the prolongation of this because he was very explicit by saying that government shouldn't cut back on spending. He wants to massively increase the spending, and therefore he's going to prolong it. But this was a long time in building. This took 25, 30 years to build the bubble. And everything he talks about is reinflating the bubble and buying up bad assets. And then later on, we'll deal with discipline. But he had mentioned that individuals don't want to spend money because they're doing the correct thing. They're pulling back, they're saving, and that's what an individual's supposed to. But a country shouldn't be any different. When you spend beyond your means and have too much debt and too much borrowing, that's what you have to do. And his statement that if government didn't do this, it would prolong the Depression, he's absolutely wrong on that because that is the understanding of the Depression. It was prolonged because of the intervention of Hoover and Roosevelt.
Okay, Congressman, let me jump in and ask you this. Do you believe the markets would have cleared away the wreckage, to use the president's words here, in our economy without the $787 billion stimulus package?
Well, it wouldn't be completely done, but this way is going to go on for years and years, and they're going to destroy the dollar. I've used the analogy about a sound foundation, but the foundation should be on a sound dollar, and we don't. He never even mentioned the Federal Reserve. The only time he talked about money was, you know, if we create $1 and put it in the bank, we're going to get $7 or $8. He's preaching inflation, and that's how you destroy the value of the dollar. That's actually the way you liquidate debt, too. Unfortunately, that is a tragic way of liquidating debt because you punish those foolish people who are out saving money and planning for their future. They want to take care of themselves. So we preach a deliberate policy of ruining the people who act fiscally responsible.
Gotcha. So you clearly are suggesting that a different set of policies would have shortened the duration of this downturn. Give me a couple of areas, just two. That's all I have time for. I'm sorry. But give me two policies that you would have pursued differently from the president that might have curtailed the length and depth of this recession.
Okay, maybe General Motors went bankrupt in 1 year ago and somebody bought up the bad assets so they could get their house in order or something. That would have been over and done with. And we'd be back buying their cars by now. Because right now we're not going to buy our cars because we don't know what the government's going to do to GM. So in the same way with
AIG. Did you suggest that to President Bush? Hey, GM's in trouble, let them go under?
No, but that's why I said that Obama isn't to blame for all of this. This has been a long time coming, and that's what we have to understand. It's Keynesian interventionist economics that we're pursuing. They went awry, and now all we're doing is accelerating it. It leads to a business-government partnership, which trends toward fascism. It is socialism, but when you get in bed together and businesses are owned and regulated and controlled, That is a fascist type of socialism.
You know what? Very few people will remember the context in which you use that word fascism. Is that responsible to toss that word around?
Well, that is if you don't understand an economic fascist versus military fascism, and I'm not referring to military fascism. I'm strictly talking economic terms, and there is an economic fascism where government and business are partners, and when businesses get into trouble, they love it. Is it the little guy that's going to have the tax rallies tomorrow? No. It's not the big guys. The big guys are getting all the benefits. The little guys are having the rebellion because they haven't received anything because they're sick of this this type of partnership where the big guys get bailed out when times are good. They get low taxes and they make billions. But no, I think you have to understand there's a difference between economic fascism and military fascism.
I wanted to at least give you an opportunity to expand on that statement. Congressman Paul, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, folks. That's us popping in on the mainstream media to analyze their propaganda. Now, what's the big angle here? What should we take away from what we just heard? Why is CNN, MSNBC, Fox, Ann Coulter says she loves Ron Paul, supports him, that he should be president in 2012? Why are they doing that? Because they do internal polling, not just the public propaganda polls they put out. They monitor all the digital cable boxes in the country. They know what you're watching, how long you're watching. They can build detailed psychological algorithms and maps off of that. And they know that we are now approaching the majority. In fact, I'm being conservative. I will tell you, if you put the ideas of Ron Paul, liberty, freedom, the ideas we put out on this radio show, next to what the globalists are doing, 80-90% of people in polls that have been done support us. So we are winning the field. People are now waking up and agreeing with us in droves everywhere. And so the establishment is at least trying to pay lip service to the public so they don't become completely obsolete. And so the public at least feels like our voice is being heard to some extent. This is called a steam valve. Folks, a year and a half ago, Ron Paul got more political contributions from both parties, from people calling themselves Republicans and Democrats. He got more political contributions than candidates in either party, Republican or Democrat. Across political lines, he got the most political contributions from across the political lines from the military. And then on several days, he broke all-time records, you know, $6-plus million dollars in one day, and they were small donations. So we were already a huge, powerful, growing minority a year and a half ago, and so many people said, oh, Ron Paul didn't win, they cheated us, it's all over. You know, where's the money, Ron Paul? Well, they spent it all on TV ads and radio ads and print ads, and the government operatives tried to come in and say, look at Ron Paul, you know, we shouldn't have given him the money. It was all a failure. Baloney. This happens incrementally. Just like the globalists built their system of control incrementally, we're going to counter them incrementally. And the idea of liberty is now the dominant force on college campuses. It's not communism, socialism, fascism. There are more people that identify with this radio show and Infowars.com and Ron Paul and everybody else than even do with Barack Obama. Barack Obama is a Madison Avenue corporately produced fraud. I mean, let's face it, he gets the really shallow, dumb kind of football, baseball fans. You know, people that actually get into whether they like Coke or Pepsi. Just shallow, not even dumb, but focused on petty issues. Kind of the shallow population that never really been involved in politics, wasn't really informed, didn't like Bush, doesn't like where the government's going. They took the Ron Paul Liberty Revolution, that, again, Ron Paul is just the one figurehead of. And they took that revolution that was brewing and said, okay, here's Barack Obama. He'll end the war. He'll do this. He'll do that. He'll go after corporate crime. He'll kick out the lobbyists. When he was funded by the corporate criminals, by the lobbyists, by the elites, by the powers that be, when his votes were all for that, we knew he was bad. And so now they've got him up there every day giving speeches, every day having press conferences. He's already given more speeches in 2 months than Bush gave in his first 2 years in office. He's out there selling and pushing their agenda 24/7 because the establishment knows they are losing the people. They are losing the credibility. They are losing their hold on the people's minds. And so they're going to trot Ron Paul out. And you know, Ron Paul's going to tell the truth. Ron Paul's going to do a great job. But they also like Ron Paul because he's safe to a certain extent, because he's a gentleman, because he says it all in a friendly way, and they think it's, frankly, not that effective. And then they're going to trot out on our flank Glenn Beck. Look, I don't get into bashing Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and all these guys. In a way, it even helps them, so I don't like doing it. And I don't like even turning off their fans. I'd rather them tune in here and find out, you know, the true depth of what's going on. But Beck has to be countered because we know he's an operative, and we know he's a Judas goat. We know he's a Judas Iscariot. We know he's sent in to co-opt the movement and lead us down a rabbit trail. But they're doing that because they realize we are the majority now. They realize that we're winning the hearts and minds in the info war with the truth. They realize they're losing the military and the police. And so they want to keep people on Fox, keep them on CNN, keep them on all these channels. They want to keep them tuned in there so that people think there's a little bit of credibility there so they can sandwich in all the rest of their propaganda. But as people lose their jobs, as the CPS kidnaps more children, as more people die after they take vaccines, this is happening everywhere, as more and more illegal aliens take jobs and murder and kill and steal and don't get in trouble, as more and more people get put in prison for smoking marijuana, as more and more people get angry at the system, it is going to come to an end. Now, the globalists want to start new wars, stage terror attacks. They got a lot of curveballs they can throw to try to keep people on the reservation, to try to keep people going along with the system. To keep people rallying around their controllers, but I don't see it working. Okay, I was about to go to Rebecca. She just hung up. Let's go to Tom in Louisiana. Go ahead, Tom.
Greetings, Alex.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
I'm calling from the great state of Louisiana. I just got an email about an hour and 15 minutes ago from our district senator at the first seat, Senator Crow. SRC 2 and SRC 5 are on the docket for the state legislature, which will be convening on April 27th. Both of them are separate state sovereignty bills. One's a broad 10th Amendment one. The second one is in regards directly to abortion rights here in Louisiana. So I just wanted to call in and get the word out because he wants to get the word out and spread the word. I might even, if you'd like to talk to him or do an interview with him, I could probably get him for you.
Yeah, that's interesting. Just send that to Rob D at Infowars.com. I'm glad you called because I said I was going to cover this as our top story, and then I got distracted off into the tax man squeezing people into the edge of oblivion or sometimes over the edge of oblivion financially. But for those that don't know, wake up call. Texas governor backs resolution affirming sovereignty, HCR 50, that, by the way, we got introduced. Our listeners called. We've had a state senator on that pushed the idea. Just a few states were calling for this. Our listeners got the ball rolling, and this story broke nationally, and now Texas is on the verge of passing it. You just mentioned Louisiana, I know, is very, very close. And then at the same time, we have South Carolina and state sovereignty on the verge of passing that, and South Dakota just passed it. South Dakota has passed their state sovereignty resolution. So, again, a lot of good things are happening.
I hate to interrupt you. Did you notice on Governor Perry's website, the top story on there is his press release from, I think it was Thursday or Friday, Governor Perry backing the Texas sovereignty bill?
Yes, that's being reported on. And notice when, you know, this state sovereignty situation has been going on for 15 years, since 1994. But, again, it's this audience that was able to break it out in the last 3 months to be a major story to then get other states to start moving. Now 30-plus states moving to declare sovereignty. And people told us, oh, you don't have a prayer, you don't have a hope, shut up, you know, there's you can't do anything, we don't have any power. Now, a lot of those people aren't operatives, and I appreciate your call, Tom. They're not operatives, they just don't believe in themselves. They're broke back, they're cowed, they're buffaloed. They've been put in a corner. They've been made to lie down. They've been taught to give up. They've lost their fighting spirit. If we get our fighting spirit back, folks, nothing can stop us. It's real simple. We're in the right. The globalists are criminals in the wrong. And if we get past all their glitz and propaganda, we can bring them to justice. So the state sovereignty bills are moving ahead nicely. You know, go back to a month ago. We get the secret MIAC report. We publish it. For a week, people say I'm a liar, doesn't exist, isn't real. Doesn't matter if we call the state police. Doesn't matter if we air interviews with the state police admitting it. The globalists have to try to discredit me. And so I hit the barbed wire. I take all the blame. I take all the hits of people saying it's not real. That kind of sticks in people's minds. But now today, it's on all over TV, all over radio, all over Drudge Report, all over CNN. And now more and more police and military are leaking these reports. We're getting reports how the Army is spying on me, spying on Ron Paul. The Army finds out about that. The rest of the Army wasn't part of it. They get upset. I mean, look, the globalists are out of control. The globalists are committing crimes. And so all we've got to do is point out the crimes they're committing, and this stuff can't stand. I mean, offshore banks run the government and have stolen $12.8 trillion that they think we're going to pay for in tax money. If we just tell the truth about this, it's over for the globalists. Matt, Chris, Don, Brian, your call straight ahead and a lot of other news. Stay with us.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
You know, I could care less about the fact that
this is the
we hardly ever get credit for all the big news we break and all the original stories that we push over the edge into mainstream media.
This is the
I don't care. Because the bigger I get, the more attention I get, actually, the more danger it puts me in with the New World Order. I just like operating right here at this level, right below the radar. going right at their midsection with a big double-edged dagger of truth. And I just keep stabbing and stabbing, plunging into the hilt. I'm not waiting for orders from headquarters. And there's another example of it. I mean, literally everything you hear us break on this show ends up being mainstream news within days. Here is the, we posted this video over the weekend, Homeland Security warns of right-wing radicals. And Homeland Security warns of right-wing radicals, nine-page report sent to police, military vets, singled out as particular threats. That is the top headline on Drudge, up there flashing. Now, remember, I get to be told it's fake, though. You know, a few little message boards had this. I make the phone calls over the weekend. I confirm it's Homeland Security. Nobody thought to call Homeland Security. Nobody thought to call the numbers on the document. They confirmed it was real. We put an article up. Kurt Nemo and I stay up till, you know, midnight writing the article Sunday. We post it, and then we get to have everybody tell us in the next 24 hours it's fake. Go read the comments. Fake, 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 liar, liar, liar. Now the mainstream media has called and confirmed it's real. Over and over and over and over again, it breaks here. You hear it here first. And there is no doubt that we're beginning to have an effect and wake folks up. Homeland Security on guard for right-wing extremists, WorldNet Daily. WorldNet Daily, you know, they didn't mind Bush and his secret wiretappings or the torture or the police state or the Patriot Act going after citizens because it was Republican then. You know, it was okay. Now Obama's continuing it all and they can suddenly see it. But see, then, as soon as Republicans get back in power, then it'll be okay again. No, we have to get around the left-right paradigm and say no matter who's in office. And I get hundreds of emails and comments a day and phone calls. You're a Republican. You just don't like Barack Obama. And that's because it's the discredited Republicans who are a party to all of this who then run around criticizing what they've authored today. You know, they've been, it's like a quarterback who's in there for the first few downs, moving the ball down the field, and they pull him out, put another quarterback in, and then that quarterback makes a touchdown, and the quarterback who was in there acts like he's with the other team and says, that's just terrible. I hate it that he made a touchdown. You helped make the touchdown for the New World Order. All you Republicans out there who sappily said Saddam had WMDs and mission accomplished and loved Bush up there in an aviator outfit with a cod piece and made you all feel manly and everything, you're now going to reap the high taxes, the regulations, the end of the country. Bush was just crippling government, getting it ready for... I mean, I'm looking... Turn this up. CNN is running a Mexican... A marijuana and Mexican violence.
Express introduced a facetious innovation called the cross joint. Scores of people thought nothing of posting copycat videos on YouTube. But many do not see the humor in marijuana. They say its sale is underwriting and promoting cartel violence.
You're funding the same people who are beheading.
Turn them off. Turn them off. Turn them off. Listen to me, you drug-dealing government. Everybody knows you ship the heroin and cocaine in, and you know that 86% of illegal drug users only use marijuana. So you know your phony drug war would end if people were able to legalize marijuana that George Washington smoked. The drug violence is happening because it's illegal, so it gives it giant profits just like alcohol prohibition, and you know it. So now you want to keep cracking down on marijuana, claiming it's funding terrorism. And now you want to crack down the Second Amendment claiming it's funding what's happening in Mexico. No, it's your prohibition that's done it. Mexico has gun bans in place, so of course they have high crime. Ah, you make me sick.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.